What kind of dirt alert do you have for us today?
Well, we already, you know, we've talked a lot about it today, but we'll just briefly mention it. You guys made a big announcement today that you will be retiring from My Talk here in the next few months, and it's already hit the big newsstand. Star Tribune, John Bream, has written up a nice little article about you guys, and he was listening live as this was going down.
So. Julia, this is very exciting because people don't get to do this. This happens very rarely.
Your terms.
In radio, you know, like that, to decide.
And that we get to stay on long, 3 more months yeah. and have a long goodbye.
Yeah.
It's a very, very...
Thanks, John.
Yeah, so that's a... Just to mention that, go check that out, Star Tribune. Just go Star Tribune, John Bream, Lori and Julia. You'll find it right there. Yeah,
people are devastated. I want you to understand that, Julia. They are very fond of us, and people are taking this hard.
They are.
And we are, too, but we've had more. I've had the most time to process.
Yeah. We've had a week.
You know, you've had a week, 2 weeks to process. Our boss has had a week to process, and I've had about 7 months.
Oh, I feel like it's been years.
But I would have done it sooner if it felt right, you know?
The picture that's so great is the picture
in
was
the
when
no,
it's probably 20 years old.
Oh, yeah,
and Lori had in so much hair extensions that I remember Casey, he was so mad about you about sex because you couldn't, don't touch my hair.
You can't. Casey's a hair puller. What can I say?
Oh, okay. I mean, and you couldn't.
And you can't touch the hair. Don't touch the hair. But I was getting carted everywhere. I was like 48 and I was like, really, you know.
It's so funny.
Looked fantastic.
I love it. What a great picture to go out with.
Absolutely, you do.
I love it. Thank you, guys look great. John,
that was probably the last time the Star Tribune needed something like and had that picture.
I love
it. Oh, he's really going to miss being the first guest at
the fair every year. Yeah.
I know.
Well, with the little time we still have left of this dirt alert, we're going to talk more about you guys here, probably coming up here with the last few segments. But let's take a minute to recognize this. Ryan Coogler, is it Coogler?
Coogler.
You know, he was involved with the movie Black Panther, Creed. He is working on a film featuring Prince's music, according to The Hollywood Reporter. And this is going to be what he's saying, a jukebox musical featuring popular songs rather than original music. So
think of like what they did with ABBA, with Mamma Mia. They just made a musical around all the ABBA songs. And that's what Ryan Coogler, who did Black Panther, he just wants to use a bunch of great Prince songs. It won't be a biopic, but it's, people will know Prince's music.
Okay,
from
I love it,
it
because
I love a jukebox musical if it has a good book.
It's so fun.
You know, they get Jersey Boys, Carol King. Yeah, but they were quick to say, weren't they, on this, that this wasn't going to be a jukebox based on Prince's life. They were just doing the jukebox around his song.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because we already have
Purple Rain. And they've also, in January of 2024, producer Orin Wolf announced that he was developing that Purple Rain musical that's going to be starting here in Minneapolis in spring of 2025 before it hits its Broadway stretch. So we've already got kind of Purple Rain isn't much about it. Is that movie based on his life?
It's kind of the kid, and you know, he romanticized his story quite wonderfully, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's mention this. Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's charity that they have, it's the Family Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's going to be closing down because
donations dried up in the slab.
Exactly. They went in 2020. Yeah. 2020, they had 1.7 million in donations. In 2021, 2.1 million. And then after the Oscar slap, it went down to 365,000 in 2022. So they will be, it's an 83% drop.
And let's just be honest.
The Scientology stuff.
Their foundation was loosely based on Scientology, and they lied about it for years.
There we go. That's
for years. Lied.
Yeah.
And always threw in weird sex stuff to everything. Detract.
Yeah. I'm surprised it lasted this long. I mean, it's too bad for whoever, if the true charities that were benefiting, but it's, you know.
Yeah, that was a negative mark for those guys, and it definitely shows. But if I did not know the tie to Scientology,
lied about it forever.
Yikes! Well, let's get these two last ones in here quick. Apple, this is a surprise to me. The last thing he told me is being renewed for a season two with Jennifer Gardner. I had no thoughts.
We talked about it, yeah.
Did you guys talk about this yesterday?
But that's okay. But
no,
I think,
we never talked about this.
But I think I kind of liked it.
You did?
Yeah,
you
did. I kind of liked it. And it left it with a cliffhanger that though the book ended there,
Big Little Lies. They're going to try it. Maybe they can do better with the second season. They're not constrained by, really, it was kind of a boring story. Which was the first book I read it.
I read it too.
Yeah, I didn't read the book, but the show wasn't great. And what do you guys think of Karen Pittman leaving And Just Like That for season three?
She had no storyline. It was painful.
She was extra.
I mean, they didn't know what to do with her. We love her. She's on the morning show. I think she's got more offers. She blamed it on scheduling, but I think she told her agent, get me out of this show that takes up so much time that has no storyline. I think she wanted out.
Well, there you go. That's some good dirt on that. Juicy news for And Just Like That. Karen Pittman will not be returning for season three, and I like that take there, Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
If anyone knows Cher, you know, we announced earlier in the show today, if you're just hopping in your car or something.
Weren't you taking a tour called MTFA?
Taking time to tour.
More time to fart around if we're taking a sabbatical.
But we would really love it if Cher could call in and say hello. Oh, who would be your dream guest, though, Lori? Like, I remember, you know, earlier today when we just announced this and our sales staff came by and our staff came by to say bye.
We took people by shock. Julia, we are the push notification on the Star Tribune. Popular My Talk host and announced their surprise retirement.
And listen, I have to say something. Yeah. So, but don't you remember, though, when we one of our very, very first guests was John Corbett?
Well, Donny Osmond,
he needs to call us. Paul, you know who you are. Yeah. Let's work on Donny and Marie Osmond. But then John Corbett and then Jesse's girl. Those were like
Rick Springfield.
We had these three beautiful men.
I'm John Corbett and I love Lori and Julia.
Oh, yeah. That, and we had a line outside the studio, people coming in to see him.
Yeah.
And it just kind of reminded me today when we took our commercial breaks and people were coming by and say, oh, congrats, or I'm sad, or whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, we kept a tight circle. I'm very impressed with our...
We didn't tell anyone.
You know, I told Casey.
Well, I told my husband.
Yeah.
And my mom.
And I told my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I swore my mom to secrecy, and she goes, you know I never blab. And I go, I know, but I don't ever know what you forget.
Great.
Only because, like, I didn't want one of my siblings or someone to post something on Facebook, you know, or something like that.
My sisters know, my brothers.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell my kids till today or other my close friends because I just, what do you say?
But people, it's going to take a minute to digest, probably 3 months to digest Lori's this
so
news.
No, it is. I wish you were in here right now laughing with me.
No,
Be
it's
Arthur
true.
Or you're Jason or someone, because I love you.
It's true. And you know, I mean,
it's true.
I mean,
we have been, you know what? We have been fortunate enough to be with people for almost 22 years. Lori.
Yes.
If they still listen to it,
this is going to feel like a breakup. This is going to feel like a death. No, people are used to our way of thinking.
And change is tough.
Things that we do.
Change is tough for everybody.
Yeah, it really is. And even some of, like, this one friend of mine, she's like, I mean, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, you're in the media.
Well, that's, I know.
I don't want to put you in any kind of a funny position.
We couldn't tell anybody.
If somebody is, you know, mm-hmm. you can't, or we certainly couldn't tell one of our
colleagues.
Talk show hosts or whatever. Now that speculation will begin in earnest once everyone digests the very deeply sad and bittersweet news of our leaving. No, it's true. And then people will, who will fill? They're gossip wedgies.
We'll see.
That's the next thing. That's the next fun thing a My Tucker could possibly gossip about.
The gossip wedgies?
Phil, you've got size 6.5. I've got an 8.
I do have a 6.5.
Yeah. Who will fit my size 8 loafer and who will fit
my 6.5
wedgie?
Okay. You guys were mentioning guests and Donny Osmond. I don't know, but Donny Osmond's going to be in town.
Stop.
Barbara called June 9th at the Orpheum. So we he's going to be in town.
I have to call Dale Starr.
We have to get Dale on this, and we can get Donnie in for.
And Donnie knows us. And the minute anyone, okay, that
Dale's
is so
a mound
good, Barbara.
Guy. There we go, Barbara.
Oh,
thanks for that
thank
tip,
you, Barbara. Thank you, June 9th.
I mean, yes, okay, 9th. I would like to just pay homage to all of the many, many entertainment reporters and correspondents that we have had over the years who have alerted us to blind items, gotten us invited to parties, shared amazing things with us. And then we also just had, you know, random correspondents who would like say, yeah, my stepsister did marry my stepfather. You know, I mean, like they would weigh in on some kind of a, you know, situation that we were maybe wondering about.
Juicy topic, yeah.
Juicy topics.
I will say,
we've had a lot of correspondence.
We have been so lucky. I mean, I'll never forget when we got invited to our very first SAG Awards. Mm-hmm. And we went for 15 years. So I think it was like 2000 and I think 3 or 4. It was that quick after we were on the air.
Okay, but if you're going to tell that story, you have to tell the whole story.
I don't want to tell the whole story.
But Julia is...
I'm just going to talk about the piece. And we can go back over this another time.
Because that is an epic story.
But the thing that I wanted to tell is we are like, oh, how do we get invited to the People Magazine party? How do we get invited and a listener?
Afterwards.
Yeah, which is the after party, which is right there that media.
That all the stars stay.
That media is not invited to.
Unless you're specifically invited.
Mm-hmm. And a listener whose name I'm forgetting, but her daughter's name was Lori, and she worked for EFI Entertainment, Entertainment Industry Foundation, who works at the party with people. Her mother was a listener, and I wish I could remember her name. It was like Tiggy or Teeny or something. And she sent us an email.
Yeah.
Oh, my daughter works for them. And it was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I think of how, you know, the team at Monique Lhuillier who listened, who got us in the gowns. You think of Allison Kaplan getting us right now. You think of we've had so many magical moments drop in our lap, Lori.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, we really worked, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We had all these... Because we would just say it out loud, and Lori's like, I'm just going to Google out loud, someone call us with this, someone call us that. You know, we really had some unbelievable moments.
But did we sneak in a couple years before we got technically invited to, we found a way there. It was really easy.
We were on the guest list 1 year and got the gift bags. I remember that year.
Yes.
That gift bag lasted for 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
When all these people talk about what they do with their gift bags, and half the people, everyone says, we re-gift everything in there.
We had presents for a couple years.
For years.
And we were very mad we never got the jeans that we sent up our measurements for.
That's right.
It was like Wrangler.
Wrangler?
I never forget when somebody stiffed me on something like that.
I'm going to go into my vault of old emails because I have 18,000 of them.
Oh, boy.
Most of them are saved. Scott Mayer just sent us a note. I just think of everybody who has dropped in our lap drops of gold.
Yeah.
And everyone was cheering us on and helping us succeed.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really the feeling. Mm-hmm. So I'm just grateful. And the part to Tram story is great because that was all through a connection and everything, how we even got to the SAG Awards. And 1 year we were gold in there. We would never do the SAG Awards without them. And the next year they're like, you're banned to the green room.
Right.
But we went for 15 years and we had more story and more luck. And I think of Joy Noel dressing us. And you think of everybody taking care of us along the way.
Right.
To build us up.
Well, I mean...
It was an all play.
Yeah. in SAG Award circles, we were somewhat famous.
We were when we got there.
Yeah, because of our exuberant nature.
Our funny digs at people.
How loud Julia was. And the girl could carry, she could gather people over to the radio side, which used to be kind of a Grim Reaper row. The publicists are like dragging the stars away from Radio Row.
But we had so many.
Don't talk to them. You can't get anything. They're just radio.
No, but we got so lucky. Yeah, and we really, really had fun.
Yeah, that, I mean, yeah, it is. It's a sad day, Julia. I mean, you know.
I'm exhausted from it already.
You are?
Just because I was nervous today about it, and I,
yeah.
And
I've had more time to think about it, but I'll bet you I'm going to be one of the, I'm going to absolutely crack up at the end. I'm predicting it right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a man. I think I've processed it. Overly confident that I've processed it because I've thought about it. And then I'm just going to absolutely get crack apart, you know.
And I think it's besides talking to you. What are we going to do?
Well,
we'll talk to each other for 6 hours a day for like basically 32 years.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to talk like six times a day.
It's going to be
for
like
5 minutes. Yeah.
At least for 5 minutes. I mean, you think of like the habit of just going someplace. And we never have had the luxury of working from home, really. You got Hawaii for a month. But I mean, we come to work.
Yeah. But I
like that habit.
I have like that habit.
Remember how bummed you were after you didn't go to the water cooler at the Star Tribune and how you readjusted to this?
Yeah,
I
had a very hard time from going from corporate America to the rodeo freelance world of radio, and where I felt like I'd retired and everyone was just, you know, I mean, it was hard, and that will be, you know, maybe I think it's more the people though than
it's the
anything
people. It's 100% the people
that you'll miss. Like, you know, I'm looking forward to being lazy. I got to admit it.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. I've been double dutying with mom and everything. I'm ready to have some
just kind of being lazy. Yeah. And I mean, I'll still read all the crap and watch all this stuff.
That
and
was what we said. Are we still going to someone asked me, a brother, will you still read all this stuff? And I go, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Is just for fun?
Right.
I mean, just for my job?
Right.
It's for fun. We love it.
Yeah.
We still watch it.
And we will, like, be on Lori, Julia, all of our social media things that we have. We'll keep all those. And
we were lucky. We came in with a bang and we're going out with the right
no
time.
No one ever gets to do this.
We're very lucky.
You guys getting to go out on your own terms, that's
It's very
special.
Unusual in the radio world.
In this industry, you're 1,000% right.
Usually it's like contracts over, boom, get out of here, see you later.
Yeah, it's special.
So we're really grateful to the Hubbards for all the opportunities and everything. It's been fun.
Well, and you know,
I can't wait for what's coming next. Okay. I can already hear you.
Oh, yeah.
I already know what's coming.
B. Arthur is like, oh, this is the perfect thing to have happen, right? You know, we're going into a new book, ratings. You know, this is how, you know, this is going to be good for the station. It'll remind people we're out there. It's true. We need, we've got a lot of good shows.
We have
on
great
this
shows
station.
On this station.
And so just a reminder, we don't have any billboards right now. So this is fun gossip that comes at a great time, even though people are devastated by it.
Lori, you are the only person that can take your retirement and turn it into like hot gossip. I love it. I love it.
I know it. All right,
This is like a PR dream come true for me. It's the ultimate.
This is so funny. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Man is trying to find every Sammy song.
Oh, God.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We're going to replay. Our replay tonight is going to be our announcement about our moving on to farting around time.
Surprise. We've taken everybody by surprise.
I know.
Yeah.
This is the way you do it, Kensington Palace.
Lori.
Get ahead of the game.
And Grant, thanks for all your support and everything.
Yeah.
And
love you guys.
I got to read this email from Liz.
We got great. Thank you, everybody.
And we'll share some tomorrow. But this one, and the subject, you are so important. I just tuned in to hear the news that you guys are ending your show. Wow, I'm getting teary here. Congratulations on an incredible run. I've listened to the start when I was going to Normandale Community College, living in my mom's basement. all these years later, I tune in to stay in touch and laugh with you too. I learn from you every day that I listen. Just last week, Lori was talking about getting divorced in your first marriage because you just knew it wasn't working. I'm going through a divorce right now, and I did it because I knew it wasn't working. Hearing you say that when you did was so helpful to hear. So many things have changed in all of our lives over 22 years. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you both for the impactful, important work that you have done. You two are absolute icons, and I look up to you both so much. Sending lots of love to you both, Liz. So see?
Well, those are the ones that, I mean, because I know that we've brought joy, but I know that we've helped people. And talked about it earlier. Yeah. And when I say the honor, I mean, people have called us like, you're my sister I never had, or you remind me of my sister who doesn't live here, you're this or that. And we were different, you know, no one had talk like with women talk without sports or politics or news, you know, and it was a safe place for women to gather. Yeah. And all of our friends, women, men, all of our LGBTQ plus friends.
Oh, I told you right away.
We just are so honored to be a part of the guys.
I was like, the gays love us, Julia. Don't worry. Everyone else will follow. They've got the best days.
And really just the support of this community and bringing a voice to what women think and feel and that we're important and we're valid and some of in all the good causes and all the money raising that Mike talked
about. Are we going to have permission to relive some of our greatest stories on this thing? Like, I'm just.
I hope so.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm thinking about, for example, the day. Now, this would have been. I had a gynecologist for 16 years. Oh, yeah. Dr. Christine Holte.
Okay, are you going to let this go right now?
No, I don't need to tell it now, but I need to tell my gynecology story because
it was hysterical.
It's hysterical. It ties in with a story about Halle Berry, and it helps women because it's about a topic nobody ever talks about, which is La Mer for the kitty.
Yes.
So I'll save
that for tomorrow. Okay. And then I talked about when I went through perimenopause, how I stunk like no tomorrow. Remember all the conversations, use the crystals, use this BO. I never stunk in my life. Mm-hmm. And I went on stinky. We've had days.
Yeah, we've done some hormone education.
We've done a hot ton of hormone education because we went through everything
we've
on the air.
We've done confessions that is nobody's business. Yes. We've done things. I mean, I don't think there's one blackmailable thing about myself that isn't out there. I've told it all. Mm-hmm. I've told every damn darn dirty.
I save a couple things because I'm a mother of two boys. Yeah,
I don't. I mean, I know, I'm not the biological mother. Yeah. I'm tied to no one, Julia, in that respect. I can be, I can do, I do not have to pretend at anything. But yeah, we've really said everything.
And I mean, that's what feels when you're like kind of crying reading that from Liz is that those are the ones. Yeah. Because if I just feel like we mattered.
Oh my God.
And you listeners mattered. Absolutely. And this relationship we've had has mattered.
So much.
And
very, very much so.
Both you guys. I mean, the three of us matter to each other a lot. Oh, and I just think it mattered. It mattered what we did here.
And, you know, I remember Dan Buettner the last time he was in studio. He better be in studio with us one last time. But I remember he said, he was talking about whatever his latest Blue Zone book, but he had said that loneliness is worse for people's health than obesity, alcoholism, or smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And he said, the gift that you girls are, you don't need to write a cookbook or be on a television show. You help people not feel lonely every day because there's nothing like the radio for feeling
like you have a friend and a partner and you're in their ears. And
couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And Grant, with the app, people, I take us everywhere. Yeah. I listen to our shows.
But I had never thought of that as feeling the loneliness gap or void.
And I don't mean this is your moment, but that is how I got into radio. I'm an only child who lived in the middle of nowhere with no neighbors. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, go out on the mower. And I would put my headphones on and I would listen to whatever radio station. And I felt like I had a group of friends. Yeah. And you guys have been those friends to this community for 20 years. You have impacted 22. People.
22 June 17th.
Don't short us through
COVID, through divorces, through loss, through so many things. You guys have been there. And that is something that you can
always hold on to. Always hold on to that. Because
that's a great point, though, Grant. Because I never, because we're from big families. Oh,
the radio saved my life as an only child. It really did, and it's the only reason why I'm in it today.
And you know, I have to say, being in Japan too, listening to Armed Forces Radio, and it was talk radio, and it was Casey Kasem, is how we felt it connected to the United States.
I believe you. And radio's a connector, radio. And it's still here, and it's strong. And thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us. We're going to replay our 4 o'clock hour, which was our announcement. If you want to hang around for that, we will be back. We're going to be here for 3 more months. Thanks for hanging out with us, and honest to God, we mean it.